morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM. Thank you for tuning in to this hour two. So fun to be hanging out with you weekday mornings. Wondering what the weather's going to be like today. Temperature going to be about 72 degrees right now, currently at the KSLM studios, 55 degrees. And I want to give a shout out to Katie and her crew this morning listening in. So glad to have you tuning in when you're on your way to school and certainly coming into work. And it's so fun to get feedback from everybody and tuning in, listening. And as we move towards the election, we're going to have people that want you to elect them, to hire them. You're hired, right?
That's right.
They're going to be coming on the air, and I need to have questions to ask them. So if you have some particular generic questions for our candidates that are coming in that you want to know, email me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news, and we will put them on the list of questions. And maybe you just want to know, like, you know, do they drink their coffee with creamer and sugar in the morning? I mean,
that's
just
right.
Some random questions.
Well, that's actually
like
a very important
question.
I mean, I would choose based on that alone.
Mm-hmm. In the studio with me, hour two, Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency, and we're having so much fun. Bill, you know, I shared a little bit last hour about some stats and things going on during this COVID pandemic and all this, you know, everything we can do to keep everybody safe from this pandemic disease that 99% of us survive.
Yes.
If we were to get it, depending on our age, depending on what
kind
of health conditions and stuff. And in that same time frame, here in Oregon, we've lost 3,300 and counting children to abortion.
Right.
We are currently in a 40 days for life time period. It started on the 23rd of September through November 1st, where there's prayer going on all over the nation and all over the world. This is not just a Salem or Oregon thing. This is all over. And yesterday, I had the privilege of watching the life chain. The first Sunday of every October, folks, our brave folks, especially here in Salem, Oregon, brave. They were down Lancaster Boulevard. Mm-hmm. They were in Staten. They were in Independence. Mm-hmm. They were on Liberty and Commercial and holding signs of life and that life is important and precious. And I got some footage.
Oh,
I got to drive down Lancaster and probably broke a law or two by taking filming. I'm realizing, I probably shouldn't be doing this.
Probably not.
I was really excited to see the momentum. And so if you are listening this morning and you were out yesterday and a part of that, I'd love to hear some feedback from you and tell me how it went and what your perspective was and thought. You can give us a call, 503-589-1220. And so the prayer vigil continues through the 1st of November. And if you want to be a part of that, you can certainly get a hold of Bob at 503-480-9374. Sign up for a time slot there at Planned Parenthood where you can be a part of the prayer vigil. Now,
very cool.
Talking about families and kids, you know, that's something very important to me as a mom and now a grandma or Grammy, I guess is
Grammy,
what they're going to call
Grammy.
Me, Grammy. You know, when we talk about finances and you're talking with us today about insurance and life insurance, finance, why is this so important? I mean, a lot of people don't understand, and I'm a big one on this. And you and I have had this personal conversation. I think life insurance is extremely important.
It is.
And let me set this up. So I have a sister, an older sister, and two younger brothers. And I remember having distinctively a conversation with my brother, Rob. And I said, Rob, he had his own independent business, family, wife, and three kids. And I'm like, what are you doing to protect your family and insurance?
Right.
And I wanted to give her, this is when we're in South Dakota, and I wanted to give him a reference. I'm always networking of a friend who was branching off in life insurance. I'd been in radio with him. He'd been in radio sales.
Sure.
And he was starting an insurance company. So I wanted, he's like, I'm not worried about that. I'm going to live a long time.
Oh, sure.
And about 2 years later, he suddenly passed away of a heart valve malfunction, and he's gone. Just like that, he's gone, and no protection. And even in my single mom days, I did what I could to be protected. I did what I could, you know, the $20, you just have term life insurance just because I never wanted to leave my family with that burden and the loved ones with that burden. Mm-hmm. And so life insurance is really important. Mm-hmm. But also, if you're a teenager or a college age student, it's really important to start where you're at with finances and things. So talk to us a little bit. We've got some time this segment, and we can take phone calls too, 503-589-1220. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and talk to us a little bit about that.
Right. So when you're young, that's your life insurance needs may not be large when you're young. I know of, in fact, one young lady I just worked with. In fact, her parents co-signed for her on the purchase of her first home, and she's absolutely ecstatic. But her parents said, hey, look, if we're going to co-sign for you on this, we need you to go and get life insurance. Mm. Because if something happens to you, we're not going to get stuck with this payment and then have to deal with this payment and try to sell this house. We want it paid off because then we can sell it, you know, when we need to, or we can rent it. We have options. And I think one of the things that's most important is that when you love your family, you want to make sure that they're not placed in a position where they're devastated by the loss of you. And it's not just emotional. It's emotional, but it's not just that. It's financial as well. When you don't have life insurance coverage, you place your family in a position where they don't have options. And how would you rather leave this world? The family reflecting on the good times, or the family fielding calls from the debt collectors and the mortgage company and the person that has a car note? And, you know, in my case, my mom didn't have anything, and I had to, you know, take care of her funeral expenses. And mm-hmm. I got called in at the day of the funeral, and they said, we can't bury your mom today because the bill's not paid.
Whoa.
The day of the funeral. So, you know, yeah, that's probably an awful place to you know, get those services from. And that could be argued one way or the other. But the point is that if you don't have those options, and if you don't have that available to you, you place your family in a very, very vulnerable position. It doesn't take much. It's pennies on the dollar. And when you're young, at your early 20s, even early 30s, you know, you really need to buy as much as you can. And I don't, this isn't a sales guy. You have to make your own choice, but you need to understand that the time to buy it is when you're young. It's not when you're older.
What do you say to the person who says, well, I'm going to be gone anyway?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've talked with people who I've had a conversation sitting across a dining room table with a couple, and they're now divorced because, you know, she's like, well, I want to do this much for my husband and I want to do that much for him. And then I turn the conversation over to him and he's like, you know, well, I don't care. I'll be gone anyway. She can do what she wants.
Mm.
Well, and they're not together anymore. So that kind of attitude is, you know, it's hurtful. But when you get to that point, you realize, wait a minute, there's no thought going into this. Like, how is there thought about what I'm going to have to deal with if you're not here as my partner to kind of help me through that? And so that's a big part of that conversation.
Well, and I think, again, starting where you can, and I think sometimes people think that money could be working in other ways, but oftentimes, in my analogy, is in a dinner, a night out on the town, that what it would cost you for protection.
Right.
You know,
two cups of coffee a month.
Yeah, exactly. It's worth it, and you're worth it. And I think it's important to have those conversations. So if someone wanted to start that conversation, and really what I'm finding is it really, even if you're in your 50s like me and don't, and maybe you don't have life insurance yet, I think there's a myth out there thinking that you get past a certain point and you can't get insurance.
Correct. There are age limitations depending on the type of insurance, but mainly it just gets more expensive as you get older. And so that's why I recommend people purchase it when they're younger. And there are amazing things out there right now. There's something called return of premium. Young people purchasing life insurance now, particularly the millennials out there, they're looking for that value. If you purchase life insurance, you can get a return of premium rider on that policy that then gives you your money back at the expiration of that policy. Mm-hmm. So if it goes out 20 years and you've not used the policy, which we hope you're alive and well at that time anyway, we love you and we don't want you to die. But if you are still here at that 20 or 30 year mark, then you get the option of either having that premium all returned to you, or you can roll that into a paid-up policy. So again, you have options. If in the interim you developed some kind of an illness or condition that makes you uninsurable, well, you can just roll that money back into a fully paid-up policy, a reduced paid-up policy at that point.
So if it's someone who is like in college age, mm-hmm. or you know, early 20s, and they're mm-hmm. looking at the limited, maybe they work and they're going to school and mm-hmm. they have a limited amount of money, mm-hmm. how would you advise them getting a hold of you? They just mm-hmm. have a consultation with you?
Just give me a call. I can run them through those, you know, give them the information they need and try to set up what works best for them.
I think it's that's a great
better
idea.
To have something than,
yeah,
than nothing.
We've got a caller. Let's see who's on the line.
Okay.
Very You're good. Listening to KSLM Radio. Hello, who are we talking to today? Are you there? I don't think we've lost them.
Oh, okay.
So we're opening up the lines this morning, 503-589-1220. Would love to talk with you if you have a conversation. We want to add to the conversation this morning. That would be
yes,
fantastic.
Indeed.
I do know that starting young is so extremely important.
It is.
I think having being in a place where they can have that financial plan laid out. And
yes.
I think what you do is so instrumental and key, because you could say, you may not be there yet, but
right.
here's what you, and get them to talk about
mm-hmm.
Where do they want to be and what does this look like? And talk to us a little bit, just some facts
about
If they put in now, how that can work and compound in their favor.
Well, it's real similar to the conversation that you have with people who are looking forward to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the conversation with someone that says, okay, you're now, I'll give you an example, okay? You're now 64.
Mm-hmm.
Next year you plan to retire. Starting saving at 64 isn't the time to
mm-hmm.
start saving.
Right.
You do that starting as early as you possibly can. The same thing holds true with life insurance. You don't think about when you're going to need it,
mm-hmm.
but we hope you never do. We hope you live a long, healthy life. But we hope that you want to start that process far earlier so that you are where you need to be down the road, if that makes sense. So it's the same kind of conversation.
That totally
It's the thinking ahead,
sense.
Yeah.
And having a plan, mm-hmm. and that what is that? If you plan to fail,
yeah,
something like that.
I don't know if I want to try to do that on the radio because I'm not sure I could do it.
Yeah, you want to have a plan for setting you up for
right.
a future of success. Having no plan is failure.
That's planning to
mm-hmm.
fail. Yeah,
planning
exactly
to fail.
Right. Yeah.
And we all know, and we've heard this, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. And
expecting a different result.
Right.
Yes.
And so why not start fresh today?
That's right. Put the Visa and MasterCard away. You know,
mm-hmm.
because making them wealthy is just taking money out of your pocket.
You know,
and they're brilliant about that. If I could say, they're brilliant. You know, if you look at some of the advertising and the image
mm-hmm.
advertising that's built around that, enjoy the moments that matter in your life.
Right.
Well, then you got to pay for them when you're done.
It's kind of like Christmas. You as a kid, you wanted this toy. And everybody, all the marketing, and get the toy, and you play with it for like 2 weeks and then it sits on the shelf because the awe and excitement of it is
gone.
All gone.
The payment's still there though.
but it, with the credit card,
right.
the payments are still there. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, opening up the phone lines. We'll talk to you when we get back from this break, 503-589-1220. What questions do you have this morning? Thoughts. 10/22. It's so funny how it's good. Yeah. We're picking up audience all over the country, and it's certainly fun on our podcast. And I've almost got all of our podcasts from when I traveled remotely up and going.
Excellent.
And so you can go back and listen to previous shows. Mm-hmm. And Bill, I certainly appreciate you stepping up and being a morning show sponsor.
Oh,
and we get to have this fun time
pleasure.
In the morning. Getting smart. We're smart by talking about finances and what we can do with it. And I just think if I would have had someone like you in my life way back in the day with this kind of knowledge to say, Stacy, let's sit down and get a game plan and put a plan together.
Doesn't have to be complicated. Just has to be a plan.
But now I have you now where we can sit down and get a game plan. And I'm very thankful for that. We're going to open up the phone lines and see if we can, maybe the caller called back. Good morning to you. You're part of the conversation this morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Megan.
Hi, Miss Megan.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. What kinds of questions do you have this morning?
Well, I have a question about life insurance.
Okay.
I'm 20 and I don't have a house yet, but I'm thinking about my future, and I was thinking I should put my money in a savings account before I get life insurance. What do you think I should do?
That's a really good question. Well, first of all, thank you so much for calling in. It's great to hear from our young people.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome to hear that there's actually thinking going into that, which
right.
is really amazing. So well done. Well done. So great question. Savings account versus life insurance. And that's a key piece. A lot of our young people now are in school paying for college, and they don't have a lot of money to be able to start investments or pay for life insurance and those kinds of things. So what I would suggest is get your emergency fund set up, put as much money into that as you can, and you want to get 3 to 6 months of expenses. Now, the good news is for a lot of young people, their expenses are fairly low. But don't let too much time go by before getting your life insurance in place. The policies are very simple. They're very inexpensive, and it's not difficult to do. In fact, a lot of life insurance policies now might even be able to be underwritten without the need for a needle poke. So that's a good thing, too.
I have a question for you, Megan. Are you thinking in regards to long-term and what's best for you as far as you move into adulthood and graduate from college and all of those things? Or what is your goal for saving, I guess? I want to hear from you a little more.
For finishing out college and saving up about $10,000 to kind of get that started, maybe. But I just wanted to make sure of what was the best plan for that.
Are you paying car payments and things like that?
No, I'm not.
Good job.
Yeah, that's
good
awesome.
Good for you. So in college, I have another question. Do you see in college where are you at that age where you're getting inundated with credit card offers left and right? Are people wanting your attention to get their credit now?
Not at the moment.
That's also really good. Yeah, if you get credit card offers in the mail, just throw them away. It's not worth it.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate you calling in this morning. And,
thank you so
much,
Megan.
And hopefully this information's helpful to you. Any further
Thank
questions?
You.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day. Thank you for calling
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Megan.
I think
Megan
makes a great point.
She does.
We need
yeah.
to be thinking ahead, having life insurance. I know it's not something that the youth think about, but it is something that it's a way, again, to save towards the future.
It really is. And in Megan's case, she can get a fairly simple, smaller life insurance policy with return of premium on it. And then she can put, that $20 into that. And then, again, she'll be healthy, and we're gonna pray and hope she'll be healthy and well in 20 to 30 years, and she'll just get that money back in 20 to 30 years.
And when we think about umbrellas, or we think about nets and things that kind of provide security and help, protection over above and underneath of us, all of these are important tools for us to move forward. And as parents and grandparents, we need to be having these discussions with our children without being too intrusive. But again, our parenting shifts after we get out of the home.
It does.
Now, if we have kids still in the home and youngins, how can we start the conversation with them about how important it is with finances? What's some practical ways? What are you doing in your home with your
kids? Well, I think it's anything. It's like anything else you do in your life. The the more you flex that muscle, the more you use that muscle, the better you get at it. And mm-hmm. so when kids are within certain kinds of confines, given the opportunity to earn a little bit of money and to spend it however they see fit and to begin using that muscle and do it with cash, don't do it with these little cards that they have out there, that when you separate the emotional part of spending, you're kind of setting them up for failure, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You want to use cash if you can to do that, to teach those lessons, but teach them how. Okay, so here, you get $10 this week for your budget or 10 for your allowance, and you want to go and you want to buy a Matchbox car, whatever kids are buying now. Mm-hmm. I'm dating myself, right? But you go buy a little, you go to Dutch Bros or whatever it is you do, and that's $5.50 of that. So you've just now spent half of your weekly allowance on a single coffee,
right?
So I think it's really important for young people to learn and understand just how expensive things are. Mm. To a young person, for example, a car repair might run $500. Well, some young people out there that they make $800 a month. That's the majority.
Huge.
So when you start teaching those lessons early on, these young people go, "Oh man, I get it. Like, I understand. I don't just go run and put it on a card somewhere. I actually got to think about this."
Well, and also helping them understand the expense to the adult without it giving them too much information in
yes.
their data, or they don't need that burden. But mm-hmm. I would say to my teenagers, you know, I make, let's say if mom made $10 an hour, mm-hmm. we just bought this item and it was $35. How many hours did mom have to work to pay for that? Just to give them some perspective,
mm-hmm,
you know? And I think these are the kinds of things that we can do with kids.
That's right.
To help them understand that it's just not free. There's a cost to be paid. And yeah, mom has to leave the home for 8 hours mm-hmm. or 9 hours a day, but there's a reason why, and we can enjoy these things.
Well, and you can see that sickness in the thinking of some of our young people when you, I don't know if you saw this a little while back, there was a news or an interview that that was being done with one of the people who were protesting in Portland. And they were being asked, well, what's the effect of what they're doing? And they said, no big deal. These people have insurance anyway. And that's an indication of that sickness and lack of financial education. Right,
yeah,
there.
And that personal responsibility.
That's right.
Well, we're raising the bar today. We're going to all step up and be more responsible. How's that?
Right, there you go.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having fun talking about sometimes the things that are just ordinary, maybe not
That's
so
right.
spicy. We're going to spice them up today.
There you go.
We'll be back after this. Delighted to get to know you, our listeners, and connect and interact. And thank you for suggesting who you want to hear from in the morning show. In fact, I got an email late last night from an individual who wants to be on the morning show, who was referred to through the Republican Party. And I'm so excited to meet some people, some international folks who've moved into the area who have a great perspective. And and certainly even tomorrow we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Dana with Vibrant Visions. Mm-hmm. She's going to come and talk a little bit about what's going on with the fires in the canyon and some special things going on with our vision and making sure that, you know, for me, I'm wearing these new glasses thanks to Dr. Dana. And
nice.
I absolutely am in heaven because I can I don't have the struggle of taking the dollar, you know, glasses on and off.
Yeah.
I can see you clearly, Bill, without having
that might
the
not
struggle.
Be a good thing.
Oh. Well, we both have face for radio, right?
We talk about that.
But we certainly are thankful for all of you that are making recommendations. And I'm thankful to you, Bill, and Country Financial Sunderland Agency for being a sponsor
sure
this
thing.
Morning. And Talk to us a little bit about businesses coming alongside KSLM and the message that resonates here. Why as a business would you want to be a sponsor and get involved here?
Right. Well, because it's very important for people to understand that there are people out there that care about their businesses, that want their businesses to grow and thrive, that want to protect those businesses as they're working toward whatever that goal is. And so one of the conversations that I had was, how do we reach more people to help deliver that message? How do we help people understand that we're not just an 800 number? We're not just a simple phone. We're actually in the communities where we serve, and we are here to enrich your life and help things go better for you. And so that's really the mission and the vision and the goal that I have.
Well, and that lines up with our mission and vision here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. We want to connect with community people.
Right.
We want our businesses to connect with our listeners, and that we're not just a radio station that's replayed nationally.
Right.
You know, we do have national syndicators,
mm-hmm.
Hannity and mm-hmm. and Levin and all of these folks on here, but we are local,
mm-hmm.
and now we have a local morning show, and we want to bring in the businesses, and we want to help one another, and
that's
I love
right.
that.
Yeah,
that's where
the community is built. It's where people really care about each other, and where we can have those conversations again, like we talked about in the first hour. Some of those conversations are difficult and they're tough, but you know what? We have them, and we're better for it.
And it's important, this message of being active in the community, standing up for our liberty,
mm-hmm.
and pursuing all of those things that are important that our founding fathers. I know you are a history buff, and
I know
you love this country.
Yes.
When you think of the times that we're in right now,
mm.
and if you had a moment to talk to our listeners about this election coming up,
mm-hmm.
what would you say to them?
Well, I think it's one of the most important elections that we've had in a very long time. I mean, it was really a key thing to think about 4 years ago when we elected Donald Trump. But I think it's even more important today than it was then, if that's possible to think about, because we are on a track where we've reduced and eliminated a lot of the problems that we had previously,
mm-hmm.
and we are on a good trajectory forward as long as we can keep that going.
Right.
It's important to understand that it can take several years or numbers of years for degradation to occur in an economy or in societal norms or from a historical perspective. Over long periods of time, you can see how things change, attitudes change, perceptions change,
mm-hmm.
Needs and desires change. All the way on back even to, you know, whether you did laundry by hand or you did laundry with a washing machine. You
mm-hmm.
know, those preferences and those things change over time. And so you can look at that historically and go, okay, where have we been now? Where are we going? And one of the things that I think about, if you look back to JFK's days, for example, JFK was a Democrat. But today he would probably be considered Republican.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the shifting of the attitudes, you look at the shifting of the levels of responsibility from then till now, I don't think he would agree with a lot of the things that the Democrat Party is doing now.
Well, and to your point, my dad and I, we were having a conversation, and I asked him some questions. You know, when he was younger,
mm-hmm.
does he remember at election time so much dividing?
Divisiveness, and,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it seemed like there were two parties, but they weren't as extreme on either side. You know,
right.
They're not much different. He doesn't remember
all that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember growing up thinking, gosh, you know, we've elected someone to office, and maybe he was Republican. I remember thinking, gosh, why haven't things changed like we think when we elect someone they should? And since the election of Donald Trump, it has been breathtaking to see all of the things that have been wrong for so many years.
Right.
He's working really, really hard. I don't mean to make this about Donald Trump, but I just think, again, from a historical perspective, there is a distinct class of people that run Washington.
Right.
And they're there. They're elected by us, but they've lost sight of why we put them there. They're not there to enrich themselves. They're mm-hmm. there to serve us. And I think that attitude of service has been largely lost over the past several decades, for sure.
One of the first letters that I ever wrote to a senator out of South Dakota was Senator Tom Daschle. And about some injustice, something going on, wanting his attention. This is back in the 90s when letter writing was still popular, emails or contact us through a website or whatever. Right. And I remember basically his return to me was, once I got elected, I'm the people's choice. Mm-hmm. So once I'm in this position, I can do whatever the heck I want to because the people elected me. No, you're there. You're making promises. You said that you were going to do these things. And the thing that I love about Donald Trump is he listed out his plan of action and he followed through.
Yeah.
And that's what makes such a difference. Now, when you look at Biden, he has been in the swamp for 47 years. And what real change has he brought?
And well, and from our perspective, we see that, and we do ask those questions. There are people out there who have that perspective that they want to vote for them, and I want to have that conversation. Well, let's talk about why, because I want to genuinely understand that. If you're voting for Biden because there's something you believe in that he's doing or that he will do, that's awesome. If you're voting for Biden because he's not Trump, maybe you should give some consideration into what it is you're doing. It's never really ever been a good practice to vote for someone because you like them, you like the other opponent less, if that makes sense. You know, don't let your vote be a vote against someone. Make it for something that you believe in.
Well, and the interesting thing, I don't know if you heard this in the news last week, but the very successful gentleman, and I should know his name, but BET, Black Entertainment
Network,
television, he came out and he said it's easier to vote for the devil than you know than the devil you don't know.
That's right.
And it's kind of like that. You hear, oh, I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. But again, it's just generalities.
Right.
It's what we need, some substance. And for me, it's always been prove yourself worthy of my vote. Why should I vote for you? And I think that was the most frustrating thing really about the debate the other night is that I knew there was substance and facts there that we could have gotten to without the kind of back and forth.
Without the overwhelming back and forth.
I'm curious as to what your thoughts were about the debate the other night.
Well, you know, generalities, I'll start there if I may. Generalities are kind of a funny thing. I hear and I see a lot being talked about with regard to ACAB, which I think we all know stands for All Cops Are Something. I'm not sure I'm going to use a word, but, you know, why in the world would you want to have that generality associated with you? Like, first of all, we know that's not true.
Right.
So why would you have that printed on your clothing? Why would you put that on your mask that you're wearing? You're demonstrating that you don't understand the real issues. You're demonstrating ignorance. And I wouldn't think you'd want to do that.
Right.
I think that people are, I believe people are intelligent beings. And I think that they make choices that are hopefully informed for their own better lives. But why would you do that? You know that that's not a true statement. That's first thing. Regarding regarding the debate, you know, that we did watch that whole thing and it was fascinating. You know, Trump is not, we didn't put this man in office because we wanted somebody that was going to back down from anything. And I think one of the things that the Biden's team probably said is, look, you need to be aggressive, you need to be assertive, and you need to get in this guy's face. Well, you're not going to win that with Donald Trump. You're just not.
Right.
Okay. He's the man. The man will come after you and he'll never stop. And that's because we've elected somebody that's willing to do that, because we got tired of electing and electing and electing and electing and not seeing any results, because we had this giant mechanism in place in Washington that wants to just do things how they've always done it, you know, get into office with a net worth of $2 million and get out with $100 million net worth. You know, that's this corruption and this ruling class mentality that's been going on now for decades.
Well, and he makes them uncomfortable. And he's like, they're like, we got to get rid of him because he's making us do our job.
Well,
you know?
Well, and listen, let's be honest. If you're a ruling class person and you don't want anybody coming in the younger generations to do anything like what Donald Trump is doing, you got to make sure you ruin this man at all costs, because you got to protect this cash flow, this river of money flowing by you, that's basically the American people are making. you don't want anybody else ever in that office that's like Donald Trump. And so you got to make an example out of that man. And that's what you're seeing.
Right.
And Donald Trump's not backing down from it. And so when you have these two opposing things happening, you're not going to have civility. You're not going to have sometimes a situation where you're going to be able to hear things very clearly.
The interesting thing about that is that the American people are caught in the middle trying to decipher through the crooked media, mm-hmm. the fake news, what's
well,
truth,
then you have
what
that.
Isn't. Yeah. We'll get into it more when we come back. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Bill Sunderland hanging out with me. Hour two of a wonderful Monday morning. We'll be back. Be sure to check out our new website, kslm.news. Also, like us on Facebook. Don't forget, we stream live 24/7. And oftentimes, if you miss a show, you can go to our website and we have podcasts. You just do the little drop-down bar there and you can find Good Morning Salem. You can find Political Coffee. You can find a lot of our podcasts right there and get caught up, which is really fun. And certainly, we love to hear back from you. So if you have something coming up, a community event, maybe your church is doing an outreach because of the fire, a fundraiser, a garage sale, nothing is too little or too big to help promote here through the radio station. We really want to be a community-centered. We want to be your go-to place. And so don't forget about us. Let other people know. Send the information out. And certainly we're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news
Absolutely.
That you can use. And sometimes that's just right here in our own backyard, right, Bill?
That's right.
And it is interesting because some folks are watching their signs, their political signs.
Yeah,
they're actually taking them in at night and
putting them back out during the day
because there's been bandits and all kinds of thieves and destruction. And we were riding back from the Columbia River last night, and I said to Terry, I said, honey, right at these mile markers, I want to watch, because the other day when I was bringing Dad, I was coming back after dropping him off the airport, I saw one of Amy Courser signs demolished.
Oh,
and I said, I think I know, and this is where, and sure enough, that's where it is. I was like, I got to let her know that there's a sign along the interstate. And so, but be bold and be brave, and it's okay to show your support.
Yeah.
And tying in the insurance thing, I'm going to circle back around, because if your car is insured properly,
properly,
someone decides to vandalize it because of your messaging or whatever, don't be in fear. We just got to get away from the fear.
It's a pain, but that's something that's out of your control. Mm-hmm. You know, it's live your life, really, frankly.
Right.
You know,
and it's
don't
okay
be, don't
to be
fearful.
Bold and share why you are voting the way you are. And maybe it'll spur up some conversation.
Well, you know, and there are always going to be those people out there that didn't learn the lessons in kindergarten. Keep your hands off other people's stuff. Keep your hands off of other people. That's a basic common lesson. And some folks out there are just proving that they didn't learn it.
Human courtesy, yes, it definitely is sad, and everything we need in life we should learn in kindergarten, right?
Yeah,
but how
hopefully.
Do you learn that online?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Social cues and understanding.
It's a tough one.
And parents, your kids are learning online now, and it's what now we're into 5 weeks of it, and you're someone who has students that are learning online. How's that going for you and your family?
You know, it's going okay. I spend a lot of time with my younger son. My older son is doing really well, and he's kind of taking the reins and is doing a fantastic job. My younger son is needing more help, and so we're doing that. We're helping him.
And what grade is he in?
Tyne's in seventh grade now.
Seventh grade.
Yeah, seventh grade.
And I think it was you that shared that these were on their literature. there was
a whole other show.
A whole other show. But basically, if you're a parent at home, and you're feeling some resistance from the school district of your involvement, and they're wanting you to sign a release that, like, you won't be too involved, but you're involved enough.
Listen, the ODE is not your friend. They just aren't. And you have to watch them really, really, really closely, really carefully. It's one of those really sad deals. There's phenomenal teachers out there. And I mean, there's a lot of phenomenal teachers out there. But, you know, the corruption and the agenda pushing
agenda
at the district
right
level
there.
Is just, it's just...
And you need to be on guard with what your kids are learning and be involved. And if anything of this reset, it's opening parents' eyes of, oh my gosh, I had no idea this is what's being introduced to my children at such a young age.
Or gotta watch it.
Through their adolescent forming years, it's very important. And so my hat's off to all of you at home teaching and training.
All the moms and
dads
out there.
I think it's so important, yes.
Yeah.
So Bill, when we've talked a lot in the last hour and a half, 45 minutes about finances and financial planning and doing things to secure ourselves and guard against any risk that would be coming our way. How do people get a hold of you?
They can just call me at 503-885-0789 or at countryfinancial.com/Bill Sunderland. That would do it as well. And they can send me an email at bill.sunderland@countryfinancial.com. It's a very short email.
Yeah, right. No pun intended there.
that's terrible.
I do think it's good. We'll put some links as well on the podcast so people can click on and link. And we certainly appreciate you spending the time with us. If someone could do something, one thing today, you know, if they have really no plan, or maybe they thought they had a plan, but they haven't visited that plan in a while. Mm-hmm. What's one thing they should do today?
Well, I have a couple things.
Okay,
Number one, yeah, well,
yeah,
number one, vote. Number two, have conversations with people you love and care about. Number three, call me if you have questions. Number four, put $5 in a jar.
That's simple.
Just start.
Yes, and I'll add, get your concealed carry to protect the jar.
Okay, maybe the jar is Chase Bank or a credit union or something. I don't know.
Well, they have these new apps online where you can round up or round and it go. What do you know about that?
I do know what that is. I won't say the name of it because I don't want to advertise it. But yes, there are apps out there where when you spend money, if you spend $1.99 at wherever it is you spend your money, then they will take a penny and round that up to $2, and they'll put that penny into a set aside account. Or you know, if you want, you can. And there's settings. You can round up a dollar plus the penny, or you can do 50 cents round up, or you can do a dollar every time you spend money. So every time you use your debit card, you can save as you're spending.
And I think any tool like that is a plus.
Anything
right?
you can do that's automatic like that is huge. Yes.
Although we both are advocates of cash, because I think it's more painful to spend the cash than the credit card or the debit card swinging through somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Anything else that you'd like to share today that we haven't covered?
Just be well, and thank you so much for having me on. This has been a real treat. Thank you for making my Monday amazing.
Oh, in Mondays, we need it to
that's
be amazing
right.
a
we
lot of times, right? Depending on how the weekend went. Everything else. What are you looking forward to this fall?
This fall, I am really looking forward to taking my family up to the mountain for a few days to get away, and I'm very excited about that.
So you go to the mountain?
We do. Yeah. We went 2 years ago. The kids had a phenomenal time, and it was they make you stay 5 days because, of course, those are really in demand up there on the mountain. But I'm really looking forward. I talk about it a lot. I'm so looking forward to that.
Well, we live in a beautiful area where you can go hour and a half to a mountain or an hour and a half down to the coast have your escape, right?
Yep,
a staycation.
Right. Yes,
during
exactly.
a pandemic, right? Since you can't fly to Hawaii this year.
Yeah.
Maybe next year, huh?
That's right.
Is that on your plan?
I hope so. I hope to take my wife to Hawaii. That'd be nice.
A shout out to Lisa this morning and the family. Thank you, Bill, for coming here and being a part of it this morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We have so much to look forward to as we move along through this week and having fun going 2 hours live every single morning. If there are some suggestions that you have that would make your morning information you'd like to hear, maybe you do want a traffic report. Maybe you want the weather told more. Whatever it is, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. We're wrapping it up for another day. You have a fantastic day, my friends. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, Yes, you're an overcomer. Have a great day. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, my friend.